This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, looking back over this last year, probably one of the biggest scandals, of course, continues to be the National Security Agency and the revelation to the people of planet Earth that it is spying on us all. It is not spying on the criminals. It is not spying on the terrorists. We've already proven with our NSA challenges that real criminals and real terrorists can come up with encryption systems the NSA cannot defeat. It's about watching you to steal your business secrets to give to cronies, to drool over photos of your significant other in states of undress, to scare you into staying silent about everything that's going on. And by the way, that part isn't working because we're not staying silent. We're just getting angry. Now, apparently in USA Today, the former head of the NSA, Michael Hayden, has said that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights impede the smooth functioning of the government in the war on terror. And he said the Fourth Amendment is dispensable. And he's recommending to Obama that Obama reject the findings of the White House panel looking into the NSA activities. And just ignore all that stuff about unconstitutionality. Ignore that judge in California who has said that, yeah, as far as he can see, this is all violations of the Fourth Amendment. So General Hayden's response is, well, the Fourth Amendment is dispensable. No, it is not. The only way to dispense with the Fourth Amendment is with a new amendment passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the president, and then ratified by three quarters of the states. Until that happens, the Fourth Amendment is the law of the land. And anybody who does not wish to follow that restriction is free to resign. General Hayden, by his own words, is a traitor to the Constitution. He's an enemy of the Constitution. And I remember when Obama stood up there at that podium. And he swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. There's one right there. This is what the government is thinking. They're trying to convince you that it's, that Bill of Rights thing, really, it's 230 some odd years old. It's outdated. You know, all of these civil protections, they just make things difficult for the government. Remember George W. Bush was on videotape more than once saying if this were a dictatorship, it would be a lot easier. Let's see if I have that in the, cart machine here. And, hang on, I got to scroll on down here. Yeah, here it is.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Yeah, big joke, but he said it more than once, so you know it was on his mind. And looking at the actions of the federal government, yeah, that's what they're thinking. The Constitution is just a blankety-blank piece of paper. They want to get rid of it because it's getting in their way. They have forgotten that that Constitution is the original contract with America. It is the agreement and the rules under which we the people allow the government to manage the nation for the benefit of we the people and the nation itself. Not to strip mine us of our wealth to give to the private central bankers, not to loot our pocketbooks to send tons and tons of money over to Israel to do nefarious things with, not to allow our nation to rot while funding a war machine that goes out and conquers all the resource-rich areas of the world to shackle them to our banking system. Anybody in government doesn't want to follow that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you have an option. It's called resignation. It is the honorable thing to do. Apparently, Dell Computer, has apologized to people who bought their computers for the inconvenience of having that NSA backdoor in your computer. And they're apologizing. We're sorry. No word that they'll take the backdoor out in future machines, of course, but they're really sorry about it. Meanwhile, Apple is denying reports that there's any kind of NSA spy system inside the iPhone, following on the revelations of that Der Spiegel report about how the NSA can just remotely install anything they want on any iPhone in the network. And Apple said, we have no idea about it, really. And you just know that the NSA doesn't have this kind of access to the inner workings of the iPhone without Apple's complicity. So I'm not buying this one from Apple one tiny bit. That Apple is starting to smell real rotten from where I sit. But this is what they're thinking. The idea of privacy, oh, no. We'll be private from you. We the people aren't allowed to know what's going on inside government. They have to have privacy for the good of the nation. But the national security demands that Americans be stripped of all privacy and just be watched all the time because you're all potential lone wolf terrorists. This is why I have such a negative view about 2014. Now, changing tactics here a little, or changing stories here a little bit, a lot of news about this horrendous train derailment near Castleton, North Dakota. Two trains apparently collided, or rather one train derailed and then was hit by another train, and apparently the cargoes included petroleum distillate products and ethanol. And because of the resulting toxic fumes from the fire, residents are being told to stay indoors, close their windows. Some areas around there have already been evacuated. It is a huge, horrendous disaster. Now, this area in North Dakota is also the location for a lot of fracking activity. And we've got yet another video of a man living in North Dakota who is able to set his tap water on fire with a lighter. Now, the fracking industry's latest spin on that is that all tap water everywhere contains naturally occurring methane. So if you are able to light your tap water on fire, it may not have anything to do with the fracking. It was an experiment this morning. I ran the tap here at my home on the island of Oahu, and I put a lighter next to it. Didn't get anything. No flames, no spark. So I think this idea that tap water just naturally will catch on fire, that can go in the shredder there. Apparently, the FAA has announced six states have now been authorized for the testing of commercial drones. Hawaii is one of them. We have a lot of drones here in Hawaii. In fact, not too long ago, when I was outside at night, I'm pretty sure I heard one hovering overhead. Sooner or later, there's going to be a collision between a commercial airliner and one of these drones. And that's when they're going to start saying, okay, you know, commercial drones have to stop. Police drones are okay, military drones are okay, but commercial drones. And remember, they're trying to sell commercial applications of drones to get us used to the idea of drones overhead. And that will be very, very short-lived. Now, going over to Great Britain, there's been a lot of talk about their nanny porn filter. And it's become the butt of jokes because, among other innocuous non-porn websites, it blocked the website of a member of parliament who was supporting the porn filter and saying it was a good thing. But because this member of parliament had the words porn and sex in her website, it got blocked by the porn filter. The porn filter is blocking text sites. It is blocking the Electronic Frontier Foundation. It is blocking health and educational websites. They cast far too wide a net. Now, I understand from a listener in Great Britain that my website is still reachable, probably because I don't have page three girls on it, like Rupert Murdoch would probably do. But in the name of porn, they're blocking sites that are of actual use and value to the general public. It's another ham-fisted act by a government trying to look like they're dealing with a crisis. And the reality is they're trying to get us used to the idea that the government will tell you what blogs you can look at and what blogs you should not. And that's what's going on. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
When was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a caller now. Jeff in Missouri. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm on a cell phone. Am I coming through okay?
Yes, you're coming through fine.
Yeah. If you've been covering this, I don't want to, take up too much time. I'm just, in 2012, the network ran a story a number of times about the Gulf Stream, something about the Gulf Stream sputtering out off the coast of, I think, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, the Gulf Stream, that was a, I'm not sure if you were covering that, but, I mean, that's a, is that still an ongoing issue and stuff with the weather?
No, not really. The concern was raised that the huge amount of oil and Corexit dispersant chemicals poured into the Gulf of Mexico following the Deepwater Horizon disaster might disrupt the Gulf of Mexico current, and that might have an effect on the North Atlantic. But the Gulf current seems to be operating the way it normally does, despite all the oil and chemicals, although rain coming up from the Gulf does tend to leave this sort of rainbow sheen on stuff where it falls.
Well, yeah, I hadn't heard anything since a year ago, so I was just trying to keep up with that story.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Drive carefully. And by the way, that's an admonition for all of you. I don't know if you're going out for New Year's or not. Claire and I are staying home. People tend to indulge and a lot of bad things happen, so you want to be very, very careful. There's not much of a New Year's celebration planned around here because Hawaii, like so many other states, in fact, the entire country now, we're not allowed to have fireworks. If we want to go to a commercially, professionally produced show, we can. When Claire and I came out here for our honeymoon 20 years ago, 20 years ago right now today was our honeymoon. We were on Kauai, and I thought it was so cool that you were allowed to buy fireworks to celebrate New Year's with. And we did. We were over on Kauai, and we bought a bunch of fireworks and a big roll of 5,000 firecrackers, and we went down to the beach, and we set them off, and we had a really good time. We didn't hurt ourselves or anybody else. And every year since then, on New Year's, getting a roll of 5,000 firecrackers has sort of been a traditional remembrance of that very happy honeymoon that we were on. But, of course, now we can't get them anymore. All they sell in the store now are party poppers, these little tiny plastic things. You pull the string, it goes, and paper comes out. That's all they trust us with now. Don't want the American people handling explosives. Don't want you to know how to deal with things like that. I actually got into an argument with a police officer. He was just there in the same store I was. And in fact, this was last July 4th. And I said, I think it's absolutely silly to not allow us to have things like sparklers and fountains. And he said, well, you know, terrorists could take fireworks and make a bomb out of them. And I said, well, first of all, if you actually knew anything about how explosives work, you'd understand what a ridiculous notion that is. Because what makes sparklers and fountains are low-brissive compounds, not high-brissive explosives that can create shockwaves. And I could tell at that point I'd lost the police officer, and I explained to him, years ago I worked in special effects, the mechanical effects, before the computer age, and I had a powderman's license. I was licensed to handle certain classes of explosives to make things go bang on movie sets. And I said, to actually take fireworks and take them apart and put them together into something explosives is more trouble than it's worth, and it's very, very dangerous. If there were real terrorists running around the country, rather than these actors who are here to try and sell us another war, they could walk into any supermarket in the country, pick up four or five bottles of common household chemicals, and produce enough chlorine gas to kill everybody in the building. This ban on fireworks is all about removing from the American people the knowledge and experience on how to light fuses and handle things that go bang safely. They are that afraid of us. The nanny state is that afraid of us. They don't even want us to have sparklers. Just have your party poppers. And by the way, the pyrotechnic material in a party popper is just as explosive as anything that was in the other fireworks. And this same government that just smashed up those handmade flutes of that flautist at JFK is absolutely convinced that if Americans are allowed to have fountains and sparklers on 4th of July and New Year's, that we will turn on the government and bring down Wall Street and Washington, D.C. by flinging whistling Pete's at them or something. just nonsensical stuff here. All righty, over in Israel, as they go back and forth over Jonathan Pollard, apparently the courts in Israel have extended the restrictions on Mordecai Vanunu's movement for yet another year. Now, Mordecai Vanunu was the guy who blew the whistle on the fact that Israel was, in fact, making nuclear weapons underneath their so-called research reactor at Dimona. Now, Israel has not signed, still refuses to sign, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Israel is still trying to pretend they have a policy of nuclear ambiguity. Maybe we do, maybe we don't, you don't know. Yeah, we do. Israel is a nuclear-armed state. It's one of the reasons their illusion of perpetual victimhood and, oh, we're scared of the Arabs, is all falling apart. They're the only nuclear-armed nation in the region, and they have an ongoing history of belligerence toward their neighbors. So Mordecai Vanunu blew the whistle on it. It was a huge worldwide story. Wow, Israel does have the bomb. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And they threw him, they literally kidnapped him from another country, brought him back to Israel, threw him in solitary confinement. He was recently released, but he is prohibited from leaving Israel or talking to anybody because, Israel does not want the world reminded that yes, they're building nuclear weapons. Even as they scream that, oh, we've got to shut down Iran's nuclear power station because they're the bad people. It's okay for Israel to have clandestine nuclear weapons and even to sell them to South Africa, but Iran is the bad guy. And that double standard, that 2013 is the year when the world saw through this hypocrisy. I think 2013 is also the year when the American people came to realize that the reason the United States goes along with this lie that Israel does not have nuclear weapons is because it is illegal under U.S. law for this government to give any of your money to any nation in possession of nuclear weapons and nuclear weapon technology that refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and to allow IAEA inspections. Now, the law allows an exemption if the president signs a finding saying that we're going to exempt Israel from this provision of the Glenn Act and the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act. But the instant the president signs that exemption, it is an admission that the government has been lying to the American people all along about Israel's nuclear arsenal. That's what's going on over there. Now, very bizarre statement came out of a deputy minister in Israel. And he basically made a statement saying that gay Jews, in fact, he used the word even gay Jews have a higher soul than the Gentiles. Not that Israel's being racist or anything like that, and you're a filthy anti-Semite if you say that they are. But the comment came up in the question about whether Israel was going to legalize gay marriage. And this minister said, absolutely not. And also, by the way, Jews cannot marry a Gentile. And that Israel doesn't recognize either one of them. And then launched onto this thing that Jews have a higher soul than Gentiles. And even the gay Jews have a higher soul. So in one speech, he betrays his racism and his homophobia. By the way, speaking of homophobia, Phil Robertson is back on Duck Dynasty. A&E has said, yeah, he can come back. He bowed his head enough. It was a PR stunt all along. They made the show a hit again, sold out all the branded merchandise. Their ratings are up. It was a PR stunt. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Happy New Year, even though it's going to come later than Central Standard Time.
Yeah, we're like the next to the last part on Earth to get to the new year. It's already started in other parts of the world. Sydney Harbor had a magnificent firework demonstration. And I remember in 1999, my wife and I had the great fortune to be in Sydney for New Year's, and they were using it as the dress rehearsal for 2000. So they did it upright. We were on a tall ship in Sydney Harbor, right in the middle of the harbor, and the fireworks just going off skyline all the way around. It was absolutely magnificent. It makes the fireworks displays we see here in Hawaii look like a damp sparkler, if we were allowed to have damp sparklers any longer. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I just watched President Putin give his New Year's address, and he wasn't, like, fiery mad about the attacks in Volgograd, but what he basically told the Russian people, well, We got the Winter Olympics coming up, and regardless of how tragic these things are, life goes on, and we have to move forward. That's what basically what his message was. And the thing here about what the security was in Red Square in Moscow, I'd rather go through those checkpoints, a Russian checkpoint, than go through the TSA.
I'll bet you those Russians wouldn't have smashed up those handmade wooden flutes, because they have a tremendous respect for culture and the arts that is sadly lacking in the United States these days.
Well, you know, basically, they had a TSA agent go on vacation in Russia. And I'll tell you one thing, those customs agents sure ridiculed him. You know,
Well, good. I mean, and yes, I'm still carrying a grudge from when TSA dropped and smashed my laptop up in Seattle. Butter-fingered bozo. He didn't do it deliberately. He was just clumsy. I certainly did not get a new laptop, and I didn't even get an apology. In fact, I was basically told if I didn't just take the remains of my machine and head on, I was going to get arrested.
Yeah, but you know, basically, I've been hearing all the gloom and doom of 2014. You know, Mike, I think this could be a year of unexpected victories on our side.
Well, I certainly hope that you are right. And again, I think the collapse of this pyramid scheme economy is imminent, literally could happen at any moment. When it does, it'll take the federal government down with it. We'll have about, it's going to collapse the way the Soviet Union did. And we'll have about 3 to 4 months of confusion while we form a new nation. And we just make sure that new nation is formed without a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest.
Because I'm really starting to find out people who claim to be on our side aren't. I'm finding out they're not necessarily on our side. That they're just stirring up fear, and you know, stirring up fear just don't really work anymore. And the thing is, what's going to take this Republic back is cooler heads prevailing.
I absolutely agree with you, and certainly we have come to understand that a lot of the people in the independent media are co-opted. The U.S. government is playing the same game with the independent media that they've been playing with the corporate media all the way back to Operation Mockingbird. They're trying to buy it up, co-opt it somehow, bend it to their purposes. But there's simply too much of it. There are too many independent bloggers, too many independent radio stations, and the people who are stirring up trouble, we recognize that's what they are because they seem to have a lot more money than the rest of us, which is a reminder that we need your donations here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, coming out of this period, you're right. People are not afraid any longer, and the reason for that is very, very simple. Using fear to control a population is time-limited, because when you keep a population afraid for too long, their brains literally start to run out of that neurotransmitter that signals fear. And it's no longer a question of them refusing to be afraid. They're simply unable to. And when you reach that point where the fear is exhausted, all that's left is anger and rage and fury. And I think we're definitely coming up on that particular point. If there is one good thing coming out of 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010, so forth and so on, it is the people of the world and the people of the United States are very, very skeptical. They are not accepting what comes at them from the corporate media or even the independent media without thinking it through very, very carefully and analyzing it for signs of deception. And when you have a skeptical population like that, there's no amount of propaganda the government can put out there that is going to guarantee they will prevail, because people will look at it and they'll say, yeah, it's just obviously more propaganda. And again, my thumbnail rule for everybody, when you are told something by the corporate media or by the U.S. government, examine the story carefully, look for what should be there and is not. And when you find that absence, that's something that ought to be there if the story was true, but it isn't, then you know you're dealing with another made-up story. And again, using Syria as the example, and you know, even the United Nations has backed off and said, yeah, it wasn't Assad who carried out the August 21st attack, when they were trying to sell us an invasion with Syria. And they kept saying, oh, it had to be Assad. Assad gassed his own people. What was missing from that story, what should have been there and wasn't, was a reason for Assad to gas his own Alawite supporters with a banned chemical weapon right in front of the chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. That was a big, glaring absence, and that's what told us right from the start it was a nonsensical story. And the backlash to that, it seems to have caught the U.S. government completely by surprise. They're still living in this dream world where whatever they put out there, global warming, Syrian gas, Saddam's nuclear weapons, that it'll just be believed and we'll waddle off obediently and throw our children onto the designated enemy's bayonets. But those days are gone. And that is, I tend to agree with you. We may see some very positive, dramatic changes in 2014. Certainly a collapse of the Federal Reserve and the federal government has to be seen as a positive event. Going back to the collapse of the Soviet Union, they had to get through some tough months there, but Russia is a heck of a lot better off for the ordinary people than it was under the Soviet Union, and the new America will be a lot better for the American people than the current nation that we have.
Well, you know, I also kind of see it's like I said, the Federal Reserve collapsing and the U.S. government collapsing. Like I say, we got people on our sides instilling fear. And the thing is, I don't fear change anymore. I don't fear it. And I don't think nobody should fear the change.
The only ones who fear change are those who are dependent on the world staying exactly the way it is right now, the status quo. Wall Street does not want any change. The military-industrial complex doesn't want any change. The medical-industrial complex doesn't want any change. Congress doesn't want change. The president doesn't want change. They want things just the way they are because they are gaining tremendous wealth off of it.
Well, I kind of see, like, I'm hearing, like, they're going to try to go after the Tea Party, the real opposition, and you know, like I say, you got the two-party system, and then you got the real opposition Tea Party on both that are in both sides of the aisle. And pretty much, I don't have too much faith in the establishment libertarian because I really see them as phonies. But
once they're establishment, they're automatically co-opted by default. We have to surrender this idea that there is anybody remaining in the establishment who is on the side of the people. The last one was Ron Paul, and look how they gave him the heave ho. And so, the divide in this country isn't Republican versus Democrat, liberal versus conservative, young versus old, men versus women, gays versus straights. It is the people inside this criminal machine stripping the wealth from the people versus the people themselves. That is the real political divide in this country right now.
Well, I kind of see no matter, they're going to try to go after the genuine opposition, like the Chamber of Commerce, they're going to throw money, but I don't really think it's going to work because the horses at the barn, they're really exposed now for amnesty, for trying to pass laws forming monopolies. I really think it ain't going to work anymore trying to prop up these rhinos.
I agree because most of these policies are still operating in the mindset of the height of the Cold War when the American public just believed what they were told by the corporate media. Those days are gone. And there's a lot of denial in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. They want to go on playing the game by the rules that worked 20, 30 years ago, and they're still trying to pretend that the rules are working now when very obviously they are not. And that is why it is going to fall apart. They're not evolving to meet the new environment, and that is why they are dooming themselves to eventual extinction.
Well, I got one more New Year's resolution for your audience. Let's all have a victory garden for 2014.
Absolutely. Again, you need to be prepared to take care of yourself because this government isn't interested in taking care of you. All they care about you is how much cash is left in your wallet, how they can get it, and how many new soldiers you can breed for them. And other than that, they're just not interested in you. You're a useless eater.
So let's all grow our own gardens. Happy New Year, Mark. Happy New Year to your audience.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're coming up here on another commercial break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. When we come back, the professional whiners over at the ADL are trying to sell the idea the world is full of anti-Semites and you must oppose anti-Semites. And they're the same thing we've heard time and time again. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Rizzaro. Maybe I can pray you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike Rizzaro, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Rizzaro.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phone. Steve in New York. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Happy New Year to you and your lovely bride. And
thank you.
I just wanted to ask you a question. A few weeks back, I listened to the show every day, and you had quoted something that I had told a friend of mine. He didn't believe me, but you had said something like the police in America have been shooting people at an incredible rate lately, and some of them have been getting killed. But you were comparing it to something else. And I was just curious if you could reiterate that for me.
Okay, well, basically, the story was all over the place. It originated with the Cato Institute, and they got the numbers from the National Safety Council.
Okay.
And going back, now, you understand that the police killing innocent Americans is a statistic the police departments themselves don't like to release.
Uh-huh.
So it took a lot of digging to find this.
Uh-huh.
But as it turns out, going back through the National Safety Council of their lists of causes of death for Americans, it was determined that since 9/11, the police departments of the United States of America have killed 8 times as many Americans as have died by terrorist attacks.
8 times as 8 times more than people got killed by terrorists.
That's exactly right here.
I
and
gotcha.
We just had another one down in Lebanon, Tennessee, where the police invaded the wrong home, and while the homeowner was attempting to defend himself and his wife, they shot and killed the guy.
Right.
And every time this happens, the police department say, well, this is in compliance with departmental policy, and it wasn't the police officer's fault. He had the wrong address, and blah, blah, blah. They cover for their brothers in blue. But the reality is people are being killed by the police forces, innocent people. Remember that shootout in New York where they were trying to shoot this guy, and there were 9 bystanders shot, and it turned out they were all shot by the police officers?
Right, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and they're empty, you know, they're hyped up on SSRIs. There was a study came out of Florida showing police officers are using these SSRI antidepressants more than or the average American. And we know how these antidepressants can just trip off these bursts of rage and uncontrollable fury. And we're seeing police officers empty their guns. There was this video we had earlier this year about a guy trying to get out of his truck. He'd been pulled over by the cops, was getting out of the truck, tripped on his seatbelt.
Gotcha. I remember
and
that
one. And the cop responded to the sudden rapid movement by literally emptying the magazine of his gun into this guy right in front of the guy's wife.
Wow. Yeah, there's a guy on YouTube who has a, it's called NYC Resistance.
Yes.
And he follows cops around in the middle of the night. He takes a big risk, I think, but he films a lot of this, you know, covert stuff that the cops do. But I'm amazed by the fact that they always seem to get away with it. And, like,
yep.
nobody seems to make them accountable for anything anymore.
No, absolutely not. When a dictatorship is going to use the police force to repress the people, the first thing they have to do is let the police know it doesn't matter what you do. You know, nothing will happen to you. I mean, when the police go so totally over the line that something has to be done, it's usually a wrist slap. In fact, there was this other story here where there was this police officer who was without gloves doing body cavity searches on prisoners just for the heck of it, without probable cause, you know. And,
I read
and
that on your website.
Yeah, they did send him to prison for 2 years, but, you know, considering the severity of the crime. And, yeah, they do mostly let these police officers off. They'll come back and say, oh, the taser deaths. I mean, the taser deaths, it's always, oh, the person had an unknown medical problem with his heart.
Right.
We already know. We had a professional cardiologist come onto our show and say that if that shot from the taser hits your heart at the exact right moment in the beat cycle, it throws the heart into fibrillation and you will die. But they're still selling and using these tasers as non-lethal weapons. People are dying from them. And the police just use them with wild and reckless abandon because they've been told they're non-lethal. If the guy you're tasing dies, you know, it's not your fault. It's their fault. They obviously had some kind of a medical issue.
Gotcha.
There's another story here where apparently this woman was arrested for drunk driving up in Anchorage, and her story is the officer was trying to get her phone number because she's a hottie, and when she refused to give the officer her phone number, he arrested her for drunk driving, threw her in jail.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out that her blood alcohol level was 0, so she sued the city for false arrest. And the city's attorney's position is that even though she had a blood alcohol level of 0, that doesn't necessarily mean her arrest was a false accusation.
Wow.
And this is how much they twist and turn the law to keep those police officers protected from their behavior. Here's another good one. I was going to get into this later in the show. This is coming out of LiveLeak. Over in Pennsylvania, there's a state trooper, Michael Keyes, who is a Pennsylvania state trooper, and while he's on the job in uniform, he's allowed to carry a gun, loaded gun. Okay? When he's off duty, he's not allowed to have a gun because he suffered from depression. He was on antidepressants, is on antidepressants. He was even involuntarily committed for mental health treatment. And for that reason, he's not allowed to carry a gun while a citizen. But he puts on the uniform and the badge. They hand him a loaded gun.
Wow. I don't know what's scarier. You know, let me ask you, Columbus, where can I send this guy, the non-believer I was telling you about? Where can I send him for the information?
I'll tell you what. On the upcoming break, I will post it to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and you can click on it and send it along to him, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Mike. I love the show, and have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a happy new year. All righty. Let's see. Now, over at the ADL, the professional whiners, Abe Foxman is taking umbrage with Louis Farrakhan's defending of Kanye West. And basically is responding to Kanye West saying that in Hollywood, blacks don't have the political connections that Jews do. And the ADL said, oh, that's anti-Semitic. That's an old canard and everything. And the question is, did Kanye West lie? No, he didn't. But ADL, Foxman, never turns down an opportunity to get out there and scream anti-Semitism. You know, we're not rich, we're not powerful, we're not controlling the media, you're all a bunch of filthy anti-Semites. And yet, I think 2013 is the year when we all got sick and tired of hearing about anti-Semitism. Especially in the wake of that member of the Knesset who did that wonderful, honest interview on Democracy Now, where she said, it's a trick. Whenever anybody asks anything about Israel that we can't answer, we scream anti-Semitism to make them go away. And that's like criticizing Adolf Hitler and having his associates saying, you just hate the German people. We're not doing anything wrong. You're anti-Aryan. And it's absurd, but Israel keeps getting away with it. And they're hurling anti-Semitism in so many directions. We're just sick and tired of hearing about it. Back to the phones, Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and Happy New Year. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. What's on your mind?
Hey, something, you had a caller talking about the law a little while ago and how the cops never seem to get in trouble. I said this over 30 years ago. There's three sets of laws. There's that set of laws that the lawmakers make that they have to abide by, and that's none of them. There's also that set of laws that the law enforcers have to keep us from breaking the law, mind you. But they never get in trouble for it. And then there's that law that we all seem to pay fines for or end up in jail because you got caught for the third time at a bus stop smoking a joint or something like that.
You know, I remember one of my favorite all-time movies is Blade Runner, the original. I know they're doing a remake, but I'm talking about the original Harrison Ford. And when the police are trying to get him to come back to the Blade Runner unit, Captain... Brian is just saying, you know the score out there. If you're not cop, you're little people. And that was a very insightful line in the script because it is true. And I know that from police officers I've talked to. I had a half-brother who used to be an L.A. County sheriff. That was his attitude, that the police were above the normal law and you're just supposed to do as you're told. And by the way, that's not true. You are obligated to cooperate with the police only when the police themselves are in compliance with the law. And if they step outside the law... The United States Supreme Court ruled in John Bad Elk versus United States, you have a legal right to resist illegal activity by the police up to and including the use of lethal force. That's the letter of the law. But the police, because they're bullies, they've got the guns, they got the tasers, they got the pepper spray, and they act like it. What kind of person becomes a police officer? Mostly it's somebody who wants to push other people around. Jerry, got to take a long break here. If you want to stick around on the phone, you can. Otherwise, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.